the Book of Hebrews, chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham divided a tenth part of all, being first, by interpretation, king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, stays a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even Abraham, the patriarch, gave a tenth out of the chief spoils. And they indeed of the sons of Levi who receive the priest's office have commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brothers, though these have come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not counted from them has taken tithes of Abraham, and has blessed him who has the promises. But without any dispute the less is blessed of the better. And here men who die receive tithes, but their one, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. And so to say, through Abraham even Levi, who receives tithes, has paid tithes, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Now, if there was perfection through the Levitical priesthood, for under it has the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be reckoned after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are said belongs to another tribe, from which no man has given attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord has sprung out of Judah, as to which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priests. And what we say is yet more abundantly evident if, after the likeness of Melchizedek, there rises another priest who has been made, not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For it is witnessed of him, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is a disannulling of a foregoing commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law made nothing perfect, and a bringing in thereupon of a better hope, through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as it is not without the taking of an oath, for they indeed have been made priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who says of him, the Lord swore and will not repent, you are a priest forever. By so much also has Jesus become the surety of a better covenant. And they indeed have been made priests many in number, because by death they are hindered from staying as priests. But he, because he stays forever, has his priesthood unchangeable. Therefore also he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. For such was indeed fitting for us as a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners and made higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men high priests, having infirmity, but the word of the oath which was after the law appoints a son, perfected forever.